I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So our former intern, Adam Levine, who was here for us for a very long time and then moved on to bigger and greater things.
There's a job and actually gets paid.
Right.
A little bit.
He has respect in the building, stuff
yes,
like that.
And he's now our digital director here at Mix 104.1. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Yeah, his name's not Adam or Levine. It's
nope.
Eric. And you went out with another guy, not your boyfriend.
My ex.
Right. We'll get into that in a minute.
That's a story for another day, because otherwise I won't even hear about the Spice Girls.
Sure.
Let's just gloss over that and come back maybe tomorrow or the next day.
So you just flew for the weekend to go to London to see the Spice Girls.
Absolutely.
So how much money did that cost you by the time you were all said and done?
That's so rude.
Do you get free tickets to the radio station?
Oh, you think we're going to get free tickets?
Hold the microphone up to your mouth.
Oh, yeah. It's broken mic. You think I'm going to get the free tickets from the radio station to go to London?
On what planet would this radio station
Kennedy?
Give us tickets in Europe? I can't get them for here.
I was going to say, we're not getting anything
Look,
here.
Look, I don't care how much it costs you. Talk to me about what it's like to just jet set off, leaving everything behind to go see the Spice Girls. Tell me about the entire fabulous weekend.
It was iconic.
Did you fly in a private plane?
I flew in basic economy.
So we're starting off well, and then did we have a car to pick us up at the airport?
No, we had the Heathrow Express.
Okay, good.
Even better.
And then did we stay at a delicious 5-star hotel?
No, we stayed in my friend's bed.
Okay, good. And then tell me everything about the show. Everything. Was Adele there, and did you see her?
I did not get to see her because she was there on Saturday.
Oh, and then, you were there on Friday.
And then one of my favorite ladies of London, if you ever watched that Bravo show, was also there with her daughter on Saturday. Missed her. She's from the States. But the show is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you dressed up in costume?
Of course I was.
What did you wear?
Red leather pants.
His outfit was everything.
So you were Ginger Spice.
No, I was never Ginger.
Are you sure? Okay.
I'm like a cross between a posh and a sporty.
I feel like there had to be something on the shoulders too, because I know you and I know you love shoulder stuff.
Yeah.
What were you wearing on your shoulders?
Just something like iridescent shoulder pads.
Just the pads.
A quick moment.
Right.
All right. A look, if you will.
So were you sitting way up front and stuff?
Yeah. You're not going to fly to London and then be like up in the balcony.
No,
sorry.
I'm with you. Honey, I spend money like I'm growing it on a tree out back, so I get you.
Same this weekend. Hello, exchange rate.
Take your euro.
So, I haven't looked at my bank account yet because I'm petrified.
Just don't.
Okay, our digital director, Eric, who flew to London for the weekend to see the Spice Girls as they opened up their tour at Wembley. How did the Spice Girls sound?
They were incredible. They all did sing live.
Mm-hmm. For sure? For real?
They did. I know you love a little like track in the background.
I'm fine with it.
I was too. They
just
did that.
What you do. Yeah.
They looked incredible. Mm-hmm. Sporty's body is on a different planet.
Wow.
I'm still blown away by it. Mm-hmm. I have to say, it was missing something.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
This is my second Spice Girls reunion. I went to the one in 2007 as well.
Did that one have Posh or no?
Yes, that was the last
one
she did.
So did you feel you were missing her?
I felt that I was missing Posh.
But she just stands there and really doesn't do much, so explain.
But yet that gives more life than anything else that's happening.
Because it looks like the others are doing so much more because she's just standing still.
Like, imagine going out in front of 90,000 people and standing there.
It's amazing.
And not caring. They'd be like, I'm going to do this.
Exactly. She commits to that.
Did they bring any features out, any celebrities, anything like that?
No, they only... Jess Glynn, who's amazing, was the opener.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
I kind of wish the opener was Little Mix, of course. I need support the girl bands.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You're saying words that I don't understand. So when the show was over, did you try and like stand by the stage door? Did you try and find out where they were going? Did you do anything to actually try and meet the ladies?
No, because they ran. They were like, I'm gone.
Mm.
Was Meatloaf there driving the bus?
No, but I do love Meatloaf. The original bus was there.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's so cool.
Somebody bought it on put it on Airbnb because they restored it and everything. And now
that's awesome.
They parked it out front.
And you could stay in the bus.
Did you get to go in it?
In the bus? No, they had it like guarded off.
Ugh.
Who do they think they are?
Yeah, but they don't have the police don't have guns over there. You're fine.
Well,
you could have got on there.
A fabulous, fabulous story.
You are just living your best life.
I know. I want to be you when I grow up.
Awesome.
Will you come back and tell us the story about how you went with your ex-boyfriend instead of your current boyfriend?
Yeah, that's a lot juicier.
Can we do that tomorrow?
Sure.
You love getting me up when I'm on a time change at like 8 in the morning.
Right?
You had free alcohol on the plane back too, right?
Yeah, I'm still hungover.
We can wait till Thursday if you
want
to.
You want to wait? You want to wait till Thursday?
No, we can do it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, well then don't bitch.
One of the worst part about the plane,
what?
When I said I got too drunk, yeah. I ended up falling asleep in like with 10 minutes left, like when all the seatbelt lights are on, you can't get up, you can't move. I had to start puking in the bag in front
of
me.
Oh my gosh, no. Extra Eric, not so extra.
First time I went to Germany, I spent the entire trip in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Fell asleep.
What is your Instagram if people want to see some of those photos? It says at extra Eric.
Extra underscore Eric.
All right, go check it out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.